There's some music I don't like, and there's some music I hate. Obviously, I'm not talking about music that I love and I do like. But some of the stuff I'm hearing more and more from the charts is sounding particularly jarring with my music head. And I got into music very early and I started listening to Big Brother music, so. That's not the TV program, that's my big brother and his music. And by the late 70s, I was listening to the 60s and going backwards. And I've listened to a lot of music, collected a lot of music, and love music. And it is possible that when I get older, and I'm getting older, that I just won't get it. I won't understand what is going on. What are the kids into? It's a bit odd. I don't like it. And it might be because I'm getting old, but it might be because the music's crap. So I've never liked R&B, but I don't hate it. I'll give you an example.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town that digs on me.
Yeah, it's when the beat comes in, it kind of goes through my brain. But there's parts of it that are quite okay because they have an origin. They can be traced back through rap and right into rock and roll.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
D-D-D-D. Ray Charles, Kanye West. I don't like it, but it doesn't jar with me because I think it's actually somewhere in there. I'll give it respect. It's good. There's good musical creativity and plagiarizing and sampling and reusing, and so I don't have to like it, but I don't actually hate it. There's some stuff doing the rounds now. I'll just give you a sample. What is this? Swedish House Mafia. Miami to Ibiza. Sorry, I left it on because I thought it actually might change, and it probably eventually will, if you've got half a day. But it sounds like it was created on a Fisher-Price sequencer, if Fisher-Price made sequencers. It sounds cack in the audio frequency spectrum noise area. And it is just very basic, kiddie sort of loop stuff that just thought I would reference it and say, I couldn't listen to that at very high volume, and part of my job is that I have to, and then I don't want to. So I think I'm having that Kylie Minogue moment that my DJ mate Wally had in 1987, and he just wasn't going to. His musical credentials just would not let himself be lowered to play Stock Aitken and Waterman crap, and I don't know. Am I having that moment? Are there standards DJs should adhere to, or should they play any old crap that the crowd want? Because it is for the crowd that they play and the crowd that pay. Debate. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night.